places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
And you are, in fact, on the road again, Tom McGraw. Catherine, how are you? I'm doing fine. Never mind. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Adrian. I'm about 50 miles south of Boston. I actually don't know where I am, but I'm somewhere up here in Massachusetts. I'm heading for New York.
Right.
I don't see any signs for New York yet, but I'm on the road home.
You're on the road home. I was mentioning while we were trying to catch up with you there that it has to be close to 4 decades when you did the run, the Trans Am run, where you hold the record of running from New York to San Francisco, you know, in, what was it, 53 days?
That was 1977. We're going back a few years now. Adrian, New York to California, San Francisco, 46 miles and 53 days and 7 minutes.
Wow.
And now, and I'm still going, thank God.
You're still going. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me ask you, though, from once you break the record, the Guinness Book of Records for the longest run in over 53 days, many would say that'd be a good time for you to, you know, to quit.
Hang up.
You know.
No, you can't quit, Adrian. No. It's because the health is extremely important, as everybody knows that. And running actually saved my life, to be honest with you, Adrian.
Yeah.
And it's kind of difficult to say that, but I had a bad bout with drinking, and I came back through running. So now I'm back on the road again, and it's in my blood, and I hope to keep on going. Not long distance like this, much more, but still keeping in pretty good shape.
All right. You know, for the benefit of those who, you know, don't know you or about your tremendous record-breaking runs that are done for charity, not bad for age 68.
Good morning, Adrian. Not bad at all, no. Because every day we wake up, no matter how good or how bad the day is, it's another day in paradise. Another day in paradise, Adrian.
Absolutely, wake up. Any day over ground is a good day. But
that's right, Adrian. That's a good way of putting it. And I appreciate that. This run is to get wheelchairs for disabled kids and seniors and wounded veterans, wounded cops, firemen, and all that, for the American Wheelchair Mission. And they give out wheelchairs for everybody.
The American Wheelchair Mission, it's a non-profit organization, and actually what they do is they deliver brand new wheelchairs and mobility aids free to the physically disabled. And they've been, you know, they've been doing that. That is what their mission is. Probably not the best known organization, because they, in fact, do what they do. And they do it, you know, with tremendous support. And again, we're not surprised that they found you, because we it's very hard for us to even imagine that in this great country of the United States, that anybody who needs wheelchair or mobility aids don't have it as easy as we think.
No, they're very expensive, and with the Knights of Columbus and the AOH and the GAA are behind this run here right now with me, and each wheelchair costs $150, and the idea is to buy get a wheelchair for each mile, which would be 225, But wow. when we buy the wheelchairs, they come in a container load of 110 each container.
Yeah.
So that's how we get them for 150, and then they give them out to all these people that need it. So it's a worthy cause.
Yeah.
And I also have, in each city, I have a fundraiser, and I'm showing the film that I made. It's called Every 5 Minutes, About My Life, documentary. And I have the book that I wrote. The book's called The Black Sheep. We have that there as well. So we have a movie, a book, and a run all at one time.
And when is that?
In New York, you can see it at Old St. Patrick's Basilica down in Mulberry Street. That's where I finished on December 8th at 7 o'clock, between 6 and 7. We have, that's where I finished my run. We have a big gathering there, and we'll show the movie, and we have the book, and the fundraiser for the wheelchair. So it should be a big event.
Yeah.
Quite pipes and all that stuff.
You know, you, Tom, have, you know, you have so many awards, and you've broken, you know, so many records. You know, you're a staple not only in the East Coast, New York, but in the East
Thank
Coast
you.
Center.
Thank you.
You know, running 6 marathons in 6 days, you know, year after year, and that caused us to bring shoes to kids in need.
That's right.
And
different kids in five boroughs. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the winner of the very first 24-hour race in Ireland. You know, and if we go back to 1996, you were chosen as a torchbearer for the Olympic Games. You've written and your book again. How do we get the book, by the way?
It's on Amazon.com, and the name of the book is The Black Sheep.
The Black
it's
Sheep.
It's available on Amazon.com. Some good stuff in there, Adrian.
Not
all about running, it's about life.
Yeah.
My struggles.
It is much more about running. It's about you, about your life, and it has been considered to be, you know, very helpful to a great number of people. Now, you're on day two of your run from Boston to New York, but you have, in the next few days, you've got a couple of fundraising events along the way, Worcester, Mass., and Stafford Springs, Hartford, New Haven. You obviously have a great number of people who not only appreciate what it is you're doing, but when you're talking about raising the kind of money that is necessary, you have a number of guardian angels along the way, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Yeah. Well, that's what I said. The AOH and the Knights of Columbus are extremely beneficial to me. They organize the fundraisers and take care of all the footwork, as they say, the legwork.
Yeah.
And I'll just stay on the road and cover the miles as best as possible. And ask God to...
Yeah.
Every time I put my foot down, Adrian, I pray that it goes back up the way it went down.
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to worry about that now. And
well, I just hope to keep injury free. That's the main concern. And the traffic is pretty rough here. It's only 8 inches away from me, so you just have to be careful at all times.
All right, now, so when you are running, where does that take you? Are you on highways? Are you on...
No, I just have to stay on two-way traffic.
Yeah.
Not allowed on highways.
Okay.
But sometimes the shoulder is very, very narrow, so the cars come inches to you. I'm kind of extremely careful, to be honest with you. But within the experience, I know I expect that.
Now, who is helping you? Who's monitoring you? Who following you?
There's a mobile home that goes ahead of me. Mobile home goes ahead a few, 3 or 4 miles, 5 miles ahead of me.
Yeah.
Then there's usually a car or some volunteers shooting about. So I have the support. That's vital to me, the support.
If we go back to your first run, across America, you, one would have to say that you had a very unusual or unique honeymoon. You got married one day and says you to your new wife, "Oh, you know, I'm going now. You can either stay here or you can follow." And it worked out. It was a Camelot story. Maybe bring us back to that first run, and to the reaction of your now about to become wife when you said when you broke the news and said, "You know, I'm thinking I'm going to run across America." Would you be?
It wasn't that simple, but I put it this way, Adrian. I got married on a Sunday, and Monday morning I started to run. And I ran to California, and then I made a big mistake. I stopped. That's a joke.
somewhere in our archives, we must get some of the tapes of our conversations along the way.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot.
We had more than a laugh, but I remember one in particular where we were speaking with you somewhere. You were in the Midwest, and you very abruptly finished the conversation. And about half an hour later, we got you back on the phone, and you said that there were actually dogs fighting. Within yards of where you were running. And you've had plenty of hare racing experiences, and this is, you know, uncharted territory. There's devil the one giving you any advice as to what of where you should avoid or whatever. But there is some degree of planning on every run, right?
Oh, down to a T, Adrian. Down to a T. That's why the mobile home is vital to me. It has simple stuff for that you need in case that, and this might sound strange, you have a bathroom problem. You have to have the medication there to stop that. Simple stuff, powder for your feet, change of socks, change of, when it starts to rain, change of gear, change of shoes. You have your food, your own food, because I eat my own food, Adrian, because if I eat somebody else's food, I don't know what spice is in there. You don't want to end up sitting in the toilet. People be nice, they always offer you food, but I can't eat that food, because my stomach is only my own food for the training and during the run.
Well, it's a bit
simple
like,
things that could cost you a day, you know, you fall behind in your miles and you get sick, you can't afford that. So there's a lot of planning down to a T, even the clothes you wear. And certain times of the day, and you wake up in the morning, you have to dress properly because the temperatures are low. But now today, it's 50 degrees here up and the sun's shining. It's beautiful. But I still have to wear the proper gear.
Yes, and that obviously, And that's subject to change, as we know. Is there an ideal day if you were to pick a temperature?
50. Between 50 and 60 is lovely.
Yeah.
At this time of year. Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's no choice then in the summertime because it's up to 70 and 80. But right now it's gorgeous here, and yesterday was gorgeous, so God's on my side.
Well,
it's given me great weather. And no injuries so far.
Okay, The Black Sheep is your book. It's also, of course, the name of your very popular restaurant bar. In New York City. That's at,
38 and 3rd, the Black Sheep, been there 20 years, yeah.
And again, it's a great haunt for a lot of people, but you have run a great number of charity events out of the Black Sheep as well.
Yeah.
So whatever
all
you're
the time,
doing,
yeah.
You're doing it well. Now, the American Wheelchair website is, I'll read it here, you can tell me if it's wrong, it's amwheelchair.org, and be sure to put the Boston to New York run on a note, on the Knights of Columbus, go ahead. Tommy.
If they can't find that, it's on. All this runs on my Facebook.
Okay.
It's Tom Black Sheep. All the information's there, and they'll know exactly where I'm at and what's going on, and how to donate to the charity.
Okay.
It's all on Tom Black Sheep.
Tom Black Sheep on Facebook.
Yeah.
All
Facebook,
right.
Yeah, it's easier that way because this way they get all the information.
Absolutely.
About the whole run.
And we can follow it.
Yeah, I can follow the whole thing, yeah.
Listen, we didn't have Facebook back in 1974.
No, once we had the word Facebook, but never. I'd just like to say again that I'm proud to be able to tell you that 3 weeks ago I got an award here in the Big Apple from the Big Apple Film Festival. I was voted and the best short documentary, my movie was won the award, the best short documentary.
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks ago at the Big Apple Film Festival in Midtown Manhattan. So that's great.
Yeah, I heard that indeed, and from Dan Dennehy, who's top dog in the Ancient Order of Hibernians,
yeah.
And with some others. I do want to ask you, though, about the Knights of Columbus, that many of us, that would have been a huge, very prominent organization in Ireland, I'm sure, and for Fermanagh and Mayo and all the across Ireland. Is the Knights of Columbus, how did you hook up with them, or did they...
Well, a lot of the members of the AOH, which I'm a member of, are Knights as well. So that's basically how I hooked up Adrian.
Yeah.
A lot of them are Knights, and I joined the Knights of Columbus with them. As I say, we stuck together.
Right.
That's how we achieve things, sticking together.
Wasn't that organization, Tom, wasn't that known in Ireland as the Knights of Columbanus?
That's right. They still call it that. They correct me when I say Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
Yes. They correct me, but that's all right.
It is indeed. Again, give me your again, you're expected to be at the Black Sheep, give or take what time?
No, it's at the Old St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry.
That's where I finished the Old St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah.
At the Basilica.
Yeah.
On December 8th, between 6 to 7, more towards 7. And we have the final fundraiser there and a celebration of the run.
Right.
And we show the movie and have the book and music and all that stuff.
That's terrific. Again,
yeah.
I'm proud to know you as a friend for the
good decade. On, Adrian, and you're doing a great job.
And again, thanks for what you do. And it's, again, Old St. Patrick's Cathedral. And that's coming Saturday. We'll remind our listeners again on Saturday when we link up and see if you're on the home stretch. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good
Adrian.
Luck. God bless.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Tom McGrath there, friends, on the road again. Did we cut off Willie? God, there are, things that we can go. Okay.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Okay, again, friends, let me again give you an update on that. As we heard, Tom McGrath again has been running since 1977. I didn't know what year it was until he told us. And again, breaking trans-American record running from New York to San Francisco, and back in 1977, and they'd a lot of people thought that was his death as a brush to even try that. And since then, he's been, again, he's never done a run that has not benefited charities, and this particular one indeed is, again, one of his passions. And so, again, at St. Patrick's, Old St. Patrick's Cathedral, and that's going to take place next Saturday. We'll give you the time when it, on next Saturday's program.